Donegal will be in action against Down, and there's a change in the structure this year. There will, in fact, be a number of teams from Division 2 that won't be playing for Sam Maguire. More about that. And it's going to it's quite complicated the way the whole draw has been done for the whole country, and we know the semi-finals all the way through. So, Martin, well, firstly, let's start Donegal in the quarterfinals. Armagh and Antrim is the preliminary round. But Down in their quarterfinal clash, your initial reaction?
Oh, yeah, well, Down under new management, Chris, you know, Conor Laverty, and he's going to get the Kilcoo men, I would say, in the squad and everything else. So you expect, you know, Down will be tougher than they have been this last lot of years, definitely. But it's, from a Donegal point of view, it's not a bad draw. Now, I know you have to go away to them and everything else, and they're always difficult enough in Uri, but I'd feel, you know, that Donegal, you still think, well, it would have enough to get over Down. But we don't know. You have to see in the National League and how the National League goes and how, particularly how Down go in the National League and everything else and where they're at. And but there'll definitely be it'll be a different Down team under Conor Laverty. Expect them to be more defensive as well. They haven't really one of the teams that hasn't gone to defensive football. I expect them to be more defensive under Laverty as well. But I still think, Chris, you would think that Donegal were enough to get out of it with a victory.
Yeah, and expectations will be on whoever's in charge of Donegal to get through. If they are in the semi-finals, then the winners of that Donegal Down game, it'll be Cavan, Armagh or Antrim. One would suspect Armagh would be the ones you'd fancy to progress from that side of things.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. You would expect Armagh. And I mean, I was just listening to Sean Kavanagh on RTE there, and he was saying that they were asked who do you think would win Ulster, and he said it's between three teams. It's back to the mid-90s. He said it's Tyrone, Derry or Armagh. So, I mean, again, he wrote off Donegal completely. So, anyway, maybe Sean knows more about football than I do and everything else. But I think the thing about it is that Armagh are at home to Antrim in the preliminary round. So that means that there'll be a way to Cavan, Chris. So I'll tell you, Breffni Park will not be an easy place for Armagh to go to, you know, to get over. You expect them to beat Antrim, right? But they have to go to Breffni Park to play Cavan and Breffni Park. So that'll be a very, very interesting game. And Cavan, I just know from knowing Cavan people, they've one team they've no fear of Armagh, and they've actually a good record against them. So I think that'll be a difficult game for Armagh. You still expect them to come through, and, you know, people are talking about we expect it to probably be you know, a Donegal-Armagh semi-final. But I definitely wouldn't rule Cavan out playing, particularly with the fact that the game's in Breffni Park.
Yeah. Now, if we look at the other teams, Fermanagh against Derry and Tyrone against Monaghan in the quarterfinals, and in that case, it's the winners of Fermanagh and Derry will take on the winners of Tyrone and Monaghan in the semi-finals. You know, you would, on paper, it probably looks like Derry and Tyrone, but no doubt Monaghan will want to prove a point.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and Monaghan's going to be a Division 1 team as well. You know, you're looking at people who say you probably end up with four Division 1 teams in the semi-finals, with we're talking about Donegal, maybe in Armagh on one side, and then you expect Derry to be good enough to get over Fermanagh, and you expect Tyrone to get over Monaghan. Monaghan, you know, really in transition, you know, looking at it, you know, Vinnie Corey's taking them over with his brother Martin going to train the team and everything else, and their players going away, travelling and everything else. So I think this is going to be a difficult year for Monaghan. You know, they're probably the big thing for them will be the league, to try to stay in Division 1 of the league, so it will not be easy for them and everything else. But they're always hard to beat, and they have a good record against Tyrone, and they don't mind going to Omagh to play Tyrone. But I still think Tyrone, with the two Canavans going really well, and, you know, they'll have a hunger. You feel, you know, always a year after you won in All-Ireland, it's hard to lift players and get players going and everything else. And we saw it with St. Eunice today. It's always hard to do back-to-backs. Not an easy thing to do. And I expect, you know, when you look at it, I expect Tyrone and Derry to come through, and that'll be a very interesting semi-final. And you know, it'll be a big battle. There's no love lost between them two teams. So I would expect it to be a Derry Tyrone semi-final, and probably Armagh, if they get out of Breffni Park, against Donegal in the other semi-final, Chris.
Yeah, and Martin, I don't know if you've had time to sort of look at the draw from an overall point of view in the other provinces as well. I mean, there's some interesting stories are going to emerge, particularly in Connacht. We could have a Kevin McStay, Derby, Mayo and Roscommon in a quarter final, and it'll be interesting to see how things go there. And then the whole change of structure. So there could be a number of teams from Division 2 who'll end up not playing for Sam Maguire.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the big thing in it. And I mean, that's why I think, you know, we have to look at at the whole system after this here. You know, we're trying different things and everything else, but I mean, eight groups of four, people said maybe you should seed them. And I think it's time to do away with the provincial championships. It's not fair in the Ulster teams, you know. It's too difficult. You take Armagh already, they'll be one of the favourites to win the All-Ireland. They'll be up there after Dublin and Kerry knocking on the door, and the fact that they have to play a preliminary round in Ulster, you know, what the teams they have to play compared to what we see, even what Kerry have to play an easy enough semi-final and a stroll into the final. So their championship will only be starting where the teams in Ulster have battled hard in the championship, picking up knocks and everything else with, you know, these games coming thick and fast one after each other. So people say a squad's important. The chances are you're going to pick up injuries and everything else. But I think looking at the Connacht thing, I mean, there's going to be a Division 4 team in the Connacht final. That means that team, and they'll be prepared and they prefer to play in the Tailteann Cup. They don't really want to be in the Sam Maguire, I'd feel, deep down. And they're going to end up then now playing for the Sam Maguire. And that means, as you have said, Chris, that a team in Division 2 is going to lose out as well. And you have Westmeath as well, and maybe they mightn't get promotion from Division 3. And they the fact that they won the Tailteann Cup last year. So you're going to have Westmeath maybe staying in Division 3 and the Connacht team that's going to get to the final, whatever team it is, Sligo, Leitrim, London or New York, whatever team gets to the final in Connacht, they're going to end up playing for the Sam Maguire. And the other thing is, the two teams that come up from Division 3, if it's two other teams come up, they're going to play for the Sam Maguire as well. But you're right. So the Division 2, it's going to be very, very competitive next year. It's a difficult enough division when we look through it, but I'll tell you, it's going to be, I mean, there'll be all championship games in Division 2 next year, because a lot of them teams will want to be playing for the Sam Maguire.
And just before we let you go, two other points, Martin. Firstly, just how important now is it for Donegal to get the managerial position sorted out in the next few weeks? And secondly, obviously, a great day for Niamh Connell.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be important to get, as you said, get the manager thing sorted out. You know, I mean, there was talk around the ground today there's going to be sorted out shortly. You don't know, we're just hearing different stories coming through. But I think it's important from everybody's point of view that we get it sorted out and everything else. And, you know, the other thing is, brilliant day for Niamh Connell. You know, I mean, it's a sixth final in a row. You know, we have to take off our hats to them. I mean, we talk about, I mean, you know, the Kerrys and these teams and the Dublin, the great Dublin team and everything else. But what Niamh Connell are doing as a club, and they won the reserve today as well, they're great credit, you know, and, you know, other clubs definitely should look to them and look up to what they're doing and the structures they have and the underage structures and everything else they're putting in place and everything else. So great credit to Niamh Connell. It's a great day, and they'll have a couple of, you know, great days and enjoying it down there, you know. And I felt very, very happy for Brendan McDyer, because I know his mum and dad very well, and how proud they'll be and everything else. So it's a great day all round for them, and they deserve to win it. They were the better team. I know people talk about the sending off and everything else, but all round, I mean, their first half performance was brilliant, and they totally deserved it. And I'd say there'll be a great night about Glenties tonight, and a great day tomorrow about Glenties.